is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 18th of September, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. I want to get right into the show. I am expecting guests today from the Bahamas Football Association. But until they get here, we're going to talk what's in the news. So let's start the show with the On the Clock Sand Dollar Trivia Giveaway. Every day for the next month, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name, number, and wallet information, like your wallet provider, your custom name, or your wallet address. If you answer the question correctly, hold the line. We're going to transfer you back to the producer to confirm that information. Again, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. And if you're answering by text, please include your sand dollar wallet information in the text so that I can transfer your money as quickly as possible to you. So we've got two questions on the table today. Now, the first question is a music, culture, and I guess we could call it a history, geography, and a history question all rolled into one. Here are the numbers to call: 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll free for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence, and the text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. First question for the day. Sebastian Bach from the rock band Skid Row, was born on which Bahamian island? Sebastian Bach from the rock band Skid Row, popular in the late 80s to late 90s, was born on which Bahamian island? Again, the numbers to call: 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Toll free for people in the Bahamas, not in New Providence. 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. The rocker Sebastian Bach from the band Skid Row was born on which Bahamian island? Good morning, Mr. Newry.
I enjoy that question. I enjoy that question because I don't even know what a rock music is.
You don't know what rock music is?
You need to give me an example of how that sounds.
Like, producer, play the beginning of Guns N' Roses. Anything from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And this person...
Or from Skid Row, even, if you have it on the board.
And Skid Row person... There's a real rock band.
No, there's a real proper rock band.
Are they famous?
Very famous.
And he born in the Bahamas?
This boy born in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Does that make him Bahamian? That he born in the Bahamas? Or he need to be born to Bahamian parents?
It all depends.
It all depends.
Mm-hmm.
But if he could run, he might be Bahamian or play ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And since he could rock.
Uh-huh. So, who's this? This is Skid Row?
Is it Guns N' Roses or Skid Row? Skid Row, yeah. I I think it's how I throw out. You gotta get your shoulders into it.
I'm impressed that you dance into this. I mean, you dance to the words.
No, man, it bounces.
Just, you can't dance to this.
You have to dance to the words, though. It's rock.
Yeah? Oh, God, it's embarrassing, man. You shouldn't do that.
I don't.
No. No.
This is only instructional.
Yeah.
So you can feel the music. Thank you, producer. So the trivia question for today, Sebastian Bach from the rock band Skid Row was born on which Bahamian island?
And as a hint, how do you spell his last name?
B-A-C-H.
Like the piano guy?
Like the famous piano boy.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Sebastian Bach, Canadian. They say he's Canadian, not Bahamian, but he was born on a Bahamian island. Which island was it? I've got a text already. Texter, give me your wallet information. Before we get into the show, I've got another notice for you. We're calling all junior and senior high students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Just enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, what does going digital mean to you? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September the 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September the 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Essay Competition powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Right now, Mr. Newey, it's limited to junior and senior high students. I wish they would open this up to continuing education students like us.
Yes, yes, yes. I was wondering if my child is eligible since I kind of work here.
We have to check with the voice of reason.
Yeah, because I don't want to start the essay and they say, oh, you're the nerd, you kind. No?
We can confirm.
Okay, relax, Dwight.
Absolutely. We will confirm if people working for The Guardian or subcontracted to The Guardian, if their children could play.
Because I know employee. Like a subcontractor.
Your child definitely don't work here.
No.
I'm putting that plug in.
Yeah, see, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. We have got a winner for our trivia question. No, the answer is not Cat Island, although Andrew Jones, rock musician, folk rock blues musician from the group Spirit House, resides. His people are from the Bahamas. He's Bahamian.
Really?
I mean, technically, I have to confirm whether his passport says he's Bahamian, but his heart and Spirit House say he's definitely Bahamian, but the answer is not Cat Island. Numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll free for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence. 422-4796 is the text line. We give it one more go before we throw out the second question for the day. So, Mr. Newey, I've got two stories on deck, including, well, and then there is a bunch of stuff in today's papers we could take a look at. But let me tell you what I wanted to talk about this morning. Police chief arrests do earn cops prizes.
Say it again. I didn't understand that.
This is from the Nassau Tribune, 14th of September. That's last week, Thursday. Police chief arrests do earn cops prizes.
So, and it's the headline that I'm trying to understand. And I understand it now. You're saying that police lock up people and they get prizes for locking up people. That's what you're trying to say.
I mean, that's not technically what I'm about to say, but that's what it sounds like, isn't it?
The headline.
Let me read that. Juxtaposed to an earlier headline earlier in the week that says, making arrests wins cops prizes, system seeks to boost morale, but minister says it's fake news. And so then the next headline is, police chief, arrests do earn cops prizes.
The minister
prizes.
Said it was fake news?
Yeah.
Well, I believe the minister. The minister knows, because the minister controls the purse. So definitely, if it's fake news, it's fake news. And whoever says it's not fake news now, lie it.
Yeah, but the commissioner of police says he defended the police force's new arrest incentive system, which critics believe could lead to overly aggressive policing.
Wait, the minister and the commissioner are saying two different things?
Yes.
No, man. You sure? Okay, show me the article. No, go ahead.
Let me continue to read from the article, but do me a favor. Search it up. I have excerpts from it. My printer is on go slow, like the RBPF. Perhaps, which is why they needed to figure out an incentive program. But let's read from the first article I reference, 14th of September. Police Commissioner Clayton Fernanda defended the police force's new arrest incentive system, which critics believe could lead to overly aggressive policing. A recently leaked Royal Bahamas Police Force document said the system is an attempt to, quote, foster teamwork, boost morale, and recognize outstanding performance, close quotes. The system would award points to teams based on the number of arrests made for major or minor offenses. The teams would also gain points for activities that include stopping and searching people and issuing tickets. The team with the least number of sick reports would be awarded points. Points would also be awarded for protecting government property. National Security Minister Wayne Monroe had previously dismissed the competition as fake news, but Commissioner Fernanda confirmed and defended its existence yesterday. Commissioner Fernanda said, "Police are investigating the leak of the internal memos."
I'm able to comment yet, or you just want to read for a while?
I mean, you could comment. I just want to put this in here.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't an immediate follow-up. This is an excerpt. I'm pulling excerpts from the article, right? So mm-hmm. This last sentence doesn't immediately follow the sentence before it.
Okay.
I want to be fair and balanced, right?
Go ahead.
Commissioner Fernanda said police are investigating the leak of the internal memo. Somebody going to get a prize for revealing the leak to?
Apparently so, if they find the person.
Yeah.
But let's investigate. First, I want to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
The minister said this is fake news. He does not know about this. In fact, he dismissed it. Say, impossible. This cannot happen on the police force. I'm adding words, of course, right? Ad-libbing. Mm-hmm. So the minister is not aware that some type of recognition is happening on the force. That's one. And the second is, he definitely is not aware that compensation, I assume compensation is money, is not happening.
Now, we would assume compensation is money, right? But in that same...
Give certificate.
In that same article, I'm so upset that I don't have the full thing, because I don't want people to think I'm making fun of anybody when I say this, right? In that article, the Commissioner of Police references an incident that occurred with one of the canine officers, the dogs, right?
Even the dogs get rewarded.
Right, and so he tells this bizarre story about how after an operation, where dogs were used to seek and identify the location of narcotics and weapons, that as a symbol or a gesture of not recognition, but also like an award, that the handler picks up the dog and like sort of parades him, brings him out in front of the officers as a sign of a job well done. Like, this is your reward, you know, and that even a dog gets a reward. So I don't know if the prize will be cash. Maybe they will parade officers in front of other officers.
Have them walk around and say recognition.
Right. Now, I think that we should employ that technique, but for other purposes. Like, maybe you should parade officers in front of other officers, not as a show of commendation, but to chastise them.
But Aaron, I hear you, but I think that we're missing information. And the first information that we need to investigate and interrogate is the leak document. A leak document by somebody, more like a police, right? Because only police have access to it, had an internal memo. Right? So it wasn't hidden. It was a memo for all police force that a certain set of police officers, because it can't be all, because not all is the tech. Because if I work in a mechanic, if I'm on the police band, if I'm on the secretarial force or whatever it is, I cannot get access to this award.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's only a select few. It's not for all. It's not to encourage all police officers.
Are you sure, though? Because, like, every officer can enforce traffic controls.
Not if you're busy fixing cars. If you're busy mechanicing, you cannot be stopping traffic if you're mechanicing.
Yeah, but if you are on the road from the police mechanic shop to the parts shop and you witness what we like to call an egregious offense, mm-hmm. that's probably why they don't get locked up for that, because it takes so long to say it. An egregious offense on the road, right? Then that officer should be compelled to stop what they're doing and deal with that. Now, we understand that an officer in the operation of another order or task, mm-hmm. right?
Treating college people.
No, that's not what I meant. Okay. Like, you in the car because you got a call to go to a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene may involve grievous bodily harm.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be inclined to stop the car to deal with somebody who blowing through pedestrian crossings with people on it. You may be more inclined to head to that scene, right? That's what I mean. Sometimes you can't stop because you've been ordered to attend a different scene, right? Or you have prioritized one incident over the other. But let me read from the second article, which gives us some clarity, right, of what's going on. That's the article, Making Arrests Wins Cops Prizes. System seeks to boost morale, but minister says it's fake news. Police have reportedly launched a system. When approached for comment, Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe dismissed the leak as fake news. The internal document of the Royal Bahamas Police Force titled Operation Teams Performance Competition. So it seems like it's limited to operation teams.
And it's only limited to the police force and not the minister, because the minister was not aware.
Apparently,
no clue. Go ahead.
He's not eligible to win a prize.
Mm.
The internal document noted the launch of a friendly competition, in quotation.
Friendly. I like that friendly competition.
Among officers to foster teamwork, boost morale, and recognize outstanding performance. The competition is set for a period of 3 months. The winning team will be determined based on three categories: arrest, firearms arrest, and recovered firearms. Sorry, arrest. Firearms arrest and recovered firearms. That's two categories.
I like that.
And dangerous drug arrest and recovered drugs.
I like that too.
Each category's point system varies, with minor offenses such as assault valued at 5 points. However, offenses such as murder and firearm arrests are valued at 25 points.
Hmm.
A special award we give officers on the winning team, although the value was not disclosed. Quote, it is intended for the officers on the winning team to receive a special award in recognition of their exceptional contribution during the operation. The document read, additionally, each officer on the winning team will be personally commended by the Commission of Police through letters of appreciation. These letters will highlight their outstanding performance and will be placed on their personal file.
I like that. I like that. There's nothing wrong with this so far. I want to know what the prize is. It can't be cash. No, and I can explain why I say it can't be cash soon.
Mm-hmm.
But once it's not cash, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. I want to talk about that
mm-hmm.
as well, because I'm tending to agree with you this morning, sir, like most mornings, even though you know that all the time. Let's continue reading. With the operations launched, police officers have taken to the streets of New Providence in the past week for a series of island-wide roadblocks. That's also... And stick a pin there, so that's two issues to talk about. Yesterday, press liaison Chief Superintendent Chris Lynn Skippings declined to comment, saying that the police commissioner will address the matter. However, in a recent interview, Skippings confirmed the existence of the police incentive system. Quote, as you know, policing is a very daunting job, so to motivate our officers, we've placed an incentive for them. Close quotes.
You know what's a daunting job? Teaching.
Yeah.
Especially when they ain't getting good results and you pour all your heart, right? You start saying, "Man, why are you doing this?"
No.
Surely they deserve an incentive system.
You know it's daunting?
What is daunting?
When you got to find your own JBR block to put under your desk to elevate it to the proper height your comfort while you're teaching.
I just went to some hot classrooms the other day and I said, they have teachers and students doing this and police and air condition? Some daunting jobs out there. I'm just saying that police ain't the only daunting job.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So we are paying the police extra.
Hold on. See, this is where I'm going to get upset. From where? Where are they? See, everyone have a set salary now. Where are they getting the money from? The money come from the consolidated fund. There's no extra money to be given people. Something is wrong. See, that I have a problem with. Because until they tell me where they're getting the money from, the extra money, I said, that's thieving. That's just me.
It gets better. And I want to read the quote again. We are reading from the article, Making Arrests Wins Cops Prizes. System seeks to boost morale, but minister says it's fake news. 11th of September.
Because the minister knows better. The minister knows better. He studied law. He said, what happened? It can't happen.
Right. It should be impossible in the law for it to happen.
They get extra money.
I could appreciate that.
They get extra money from somewhere.
We got to have a conversation as well about policy versus law and which one trumps, right? Policy or law. Okay, so let me continue to read the quote from CSP Skippings, right? She says, we are paying the police extra to do their jobs and turning it into a game. Close quotes.
Paying you extra to do your job?
Yes.
I wonder if I get paid extra for me to do my job.
Mrs. Strawn.
You call Dwight.
No, we got to go to commercial for that. We can't talk about that on air.
You don't think I need to get paid extra for doing my job? No. The police get paid extra for doing their job.
I want to start here by saying this. I have a feeling that we solve problems with money. And this is a problem we think we could solve with money.
So what happens at the end of 3 months? Do they stop doing their job?
Right. What happens at the end of the incentive program?
You can't expect me to work hard no more. Because money, there's a value to the extra.
And I mean, there are all kinds of questions, Mr. Newry. What is the rationale? Why was this plan devised? First of all, what is the problem that you're trying to solve? Is the problem low arrest numbers when you expect higher numbers?
Action rate in this hemisphere. See, the narrative makes no sense.
A producer.
The producer laughing.
I need you to play some music. Stop and pause. No, don't play the music. Hold on. We can go to a break in a moment. I can let you know. Right, this is I think this requires great attention.
Go ahead. No, sorry.
The Royal Bahamas Police Force should invite the Attorney General's office to advise them on the legality of the incentive scheme, right? Secondly, the constitutionality of the scheme. And then the Ministry of National Security should reach out through its networks immediately to identify jurisdictions that have or are currently running incentive programs like this and figure out how they did it, why they did it, right? And what the results were and how to transition out of it. Because like you say, what happens at the end of 3 months?
See, Aaron, I hate you. I don't know where they're getting the money from, Aaron.
That's the second thing on me.
Aaron, I am concerned that they have extra money someplace, right? In an audited amount of money that is just laying there that they can withdraw from at whim, not going no checks and balances, just at whim, and say, without the minister knowing, without the minister of finance knowing, to give staff. Something's wrong with that. Where are they getting the extra money to say, no, I ain't going to tell the minister of finance. I ain't going to tell the minister. I'm just going to get the money and just give it to the staff because I think they're doing a good job. Something is wrong with that narrative.
So the question we have to ask is, is this scheme, this is an incentive scheme, right? Is this scheme legal and is it constitutional? Two separate things technically, because something could be legal and unconstitutional, right? And because it's legal until it's shown to be unconstitutional. The second question we have to ask is, how do you pay police officers extra?
Extra.
Right? How do you pay police officers extra? They are uniformed officers, right? They don't work, they're not ruled by the same laws that govern regular employees in the Employment Act. Like overtime doesn't apply to them, certain things don't apply to them, right? So how do you pay uniformed officers extra?
And then you say, defense force people get extra money too?
Now,
do they have a budget of extra money?
I got an article here that says from the 13th of September, Nassau Tribune. So all these articles are last week in the Tribune. RBDF says no competition system like police, officers rewarded for efforts at year's end. RBDF Acting Commodore Sean Delpinder said that while RBDF does not have, quote, friendly competitions, close quotes, the agency focus is geared towards prudence in operational conduct, allowing for the recognition of officers' efforts. The RBPF most recently launched a system to reward officers. I am moving through. So basically, that's it. We just get that brief commentary from the RBDF that says that we don't engage in friendly competitions or incentive schemes, but we have a performance assessment procedure at the end of the year.
I wonder what all government ministries have performance assessment attached to bonuses. I know quasi-government. What that finance one? Oh God, I forget the name. The name soon come. SB. No. Anyway, I soon get the name. But I know they give incentive depending on how much money their organization makes.
All right. Sorry, I'm just looking at maybe I could identify the entity from the list of cabinet portfolio allocations. There's something else we can talk about.
Yeah.
It's also very exciting. Yeah. But no, this is, I think, more important. But do me a favor, Mr. Nuri. Let's put it on pause.
Yeah.
We got to go to a break.
Yeah.
Let me say that we have a winner for the first trivia question.
Yeah.
Sebastian Bach, the famous rock band Skid Row, was born in Grand Bahama.
Grand Bahama?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's born in Grand Bahama. So, you know, we got Lenny, we got Andrew Jones. We got Sebastian Bach.
We need to play some more of his music. I have the producer cue it up again as we go into the break.
Right. So as we go into the break, let the producer cue up another Skid Row song. I'm going to throw out the second question for the day.
Mm-hmm.
A little easier. Maybe not as entertaining. I thought that was a fun question. I want to say thank you to my listener who gave me that question. Sir, see you soon in the food store.
Mm-hmm.
But the second question for today for the On the Clock Sand Dollar Trivia Giveaway, who is the Speaker of the House? Who is the Speaker of the House? We had all kind of shuffling and reallocations of allocations. Who is the Speaker of the House?
Is this
second
a trick question?
On the Clock Sand Dollar Giveaway Trivia for the day. When we get back from the break, the numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316-59, 242-300-5720, and text line 422-GR96, 422-4796. Who is the Speaker of the House?
That police can get reprimanded, you know, because I didn't think the commission intended for the minister nor the public audience to know. So that's why there needs to be an investigation to find out how they leaked this out to let the minister know about this.
But should it supersede the investigation to figure out where they can find the money to pay for the prizes?
They have access to money. Let's go to that soon.
Yeah, let's go to a break.
Let's go to the break.
Producer, play something else by Skid Row. It's Rocker's Time. I say that like, dear rock steady people. That ain't what I meant. But it's rocking time. We're going to a break, you guys. Stay tuned. You're On the Clock with Aaron Green. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Events and Marketing presents Becoming, a transformative women's empowerment summit that will take place on September 24th at the National Training Agency located on Gladstone Road at 3 p.m. Phenomenal speakers include DeQuessa Dean, Simone Bowe, Sherilee Pinder, Marissa Mason-Smith, and Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Dean. Not to mention a flaunted fashion show segment hosted by Miss Phyllis Garraway. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at the Nassau Guardian or Essence Med Spa, number 15 Bradley Street, Palmdale. Part proceeds will be donated to the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor. Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to On The Clock. Let me tell you something. There's a whole bunch of Bahamian rockers out there, you know. Bahamians love rock music. That was a special surprise to me to learn that Sebastian Bach was born in Grand Bahama. I've got, let me throw out again the trivia question for the day, the second trivia question. Who is the Speaker of the House? With all the proroguing, the shuffling, the allocations of allocations, who is the Speaker of the House in the Bahamas? Text here, with all due respect to the police commissioner, we already know how such incentive programs turn out in other jurisdictions. They end up over-targeting under-resourced people and leading to young black males like Mike Brown being killed in Ferguson, Missouri, as studies have found. All right. I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Good morning. Calling for the questions.
I am ready for you.
Is Patricia DeVoe?
Patricia DeVoe is the Speaker of the House.
Okay.
Thank you very much, caller. Now, you gave the producer your information?
All right, I'm going to give you my number.
All right, please do. Please do. And your wallet information. Since you already win the prize, or you answered the question correctly, just double check you have a wallet. And if you don't, go to the App Store right away and download one of the 7 Sand Dollar wallets that are available. Right? And then by the time I get in touch with you, you will have confirmed all your Sand Dollar wallet information, because again, you cannot win the prize without a digital wallet, because it's digital Sand Dollars, it's digital Bahamian dollars I'm sending to you. Another text, did he go to school in the Bahamas or were his parents passing through? Were his parents passing through? But I'm not sure if he went to school in the Bahamas. Sometimes your parents aren't passing through. They live here, but you go to boarding school, right? It's fascinating the lives, of different types of lives that people live and can live here in the Bahamas. Okay, let me throw out a third trivia question for the day. Name 2 KB songs. Name 2 KB songs to win $30 in Sand Dollars today. Name 2 KB songs. 3236232, 3254316, 3254259, 242300-5720. Text line 422GR96. Mr. Newry, let's get back to our conversation.
And we need to continue this conversation on the other side of the hour, because I think this needs to be hashed out.
Yeah,
I think it needs to be interrogated. I think it needs to prick the ears of Bahamians here and abroad. I think it needs to be pricked the ears of newspaper journalists to say, not to just let it die, but to interrogate and ask to be explained, right? Can a incentive, monetary incentive, be enacted without the minister being aware?
True.
That's one of my first question. Where is the money coming from? Is it coming from the consolidated fund, right? And if it's coming from the consolidated fund, shouldn't it be budgeted?
Right. So stick a pin right there.
Go ahead.
Like you, the first thing you said, how could you have a monetary incentive scheme without the minister being aware? So the first question we need to ask is, what is the total amount of money allocated, right? Like, for the scheme, how much cash or how many prizes do you have earmarked for the purpose of this three-month scheme? If it, what's the word, exceeds a certain amount, then surely authorization has to be given by somebody to access those funds.
At least the Minister of Finance should be aware.
Right?
So that's or the State Minister, if not the Prime Minister, the State Minister of Finance should be aware.
And then the second point is, if it's coming from the consolidated fund, then it must have been allocated, right? It must have been identified, demarked, and put aside in the most recent budget.
Yes.
Right, and what would it be under? What
incentives? Maybe it's something under those. It's an old scheme. It might not be a new scheme. You know, it could have been an old scheme always there, and that we just making. But the minister should have been aware of his old scheme, though.
See, because there's a the second conversation I have for this morning, if we get to it, is looking at the publication of portfolio allocations that the government does pursue Article 77 of the Constitution, right? Mm. When we look at that, and we look at the portfolio allocations for the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister of the Bahamas as Minister of Finance, there's a subcategory here called, well, budgeting and planning is under his purview, revenue under his purview, auctions under his purview. And they got this one here called Treasure Trove.
You mean finding the seabed thing?
No, they have one called Rex.
Oh, okay.
I imagine that Rex is the seabed, salvaging seabed, treasures buried under the seabed, on top of the seabed, whatever, uncovered by storm. But there's a separate one called Treasure Trove.
Mm.
Maybe that's where.
Not the place of these?
No, that's the Treasure Cove.
Okay. No, these words just confuse me.
Right. Maybe coming from there, but we're going to get to the portfolio allocations a little later in the discussion. In there, since we, and then public procurement is under, because I have a feeling that they're procuring this money from the public.
So I wanted to put on the discussion.
Right? Yeah.
But two places where the police has access to money. First, you have the consolidated fund, which is a fixed amount allocated to the Ministry of National Security. That's their budget, and they go in detail on where it should be spent, salaries, equipment, et cetera, right? Administrative costs, paying utility bill. Then, of course, there is the Proceeds of Crime Bill Act, where they've confiscated money. Money from banks account and money they found from illegal acts, whatever it is, that has value. That money, Proceeds of Crime money, is not in the consolidated fund. That's a separate and apart account to be managed, I assume, by the Minister of National Security or the Commissioner of Police. And if it's MAPS, perhaps that's where he getting this extra money, perhaps, I don't know, to be able to give an incentive. But that's millions of dollars, right? Are we saying that the commission, just asking questions, because I'm not sure, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
That he has access to this millions of dollars and there's no checks and balances on what, it got to be checks and balances of what it could be used for.
Proceeds of crime.
And salaries and bonuses can't be hit.
Yeah.
especially with how much do you budget? Do you say, man, we have $1 million here, we're gonna give that there as bonuses and share this $1 million amongst these people, and that nobody's gonna know about it? And isn't that, shouldn't that be a concern?
Right.
If it's possible.
So we got on the list, we got coming to you right now, caller, we got Consolidated Fund. We've got the Proceeds of Crime Act Fund.
Which, yeah, fund, yeah.
Right. I want to put fines. Is it possible?
That goes in Consolidated Fund.
Right, but is it?
It goes straight to Consolidated Fund. That ain't their money. That's Consolidated Fund money.
There we go. So it can't be fines. Let's stick a pin and go to the caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Are you calling to answer the trivia?
No, man. Never be into that. Good morning. How y'all doing?
I'm good. Morning. Thank you, Papa. Okay. How you doing?
Not too good, but thank God for life, you know?
Yeah, bless you.
Yeah, it's 2 years after regrettably voting them political Negroes inside. They ain't making no sense. Looking for friends, family, and lovers. Now, I hear y'all sound like y'all talking about money. Talk about the Ministry of Finance and stuff like that.
Well,
Consolidated funds and all that?
No, we're talking about...
How they manage our money?
No, that's not specific. We're talking about a particular issue. Last week, there was a conversation between the Commissioner of Police...
Oh, that one who said even the dogs deserve a treat when they don't work.
Right, so...
Did you hear that part when he said the dogs deserve a treat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I referenced that.
That ever been happening, though. I like to politically stick them in their mouth, but... That ain't nothing new. Enough commissioners this to encourage the different groupings. Mm-hmm. There ain't no individual police. I think you might already know that.
Well, it does say that individual...
The squad.
Okay, so what you're saying is that...
Not what I'm saying, what they're saying. I don't really care about what they be doing, you know?
I know, but the critique you're offering is that we may have missed something, that the cash allocation will not go to an individual person.
Well, I told you know that already, but you check it out because I could be wrong. But the only part that would catch me, although I know this ain't nothing new what they're doing, is when he gives the example to break it down that even the dog deserves a treat. But when you talk about the Ministry of Finance and the Consolidated Funds and all of that and different things, then it sounded like you was talking about the money, and I was wondering how you all feel about all these settlements what being given out by our Prime Minister as the Minister of Finance, him and Simon Wilson, then even the Commissioner, them, they get some settlements. And they don't want to tell us something they give these people. And some of them, they're telling that they come on the air and tell you, this is my friend. The Prime Minister is my friend. The Prime Minister say, this is my friend. The Commissioner is my friend. When you're dealing with our money, the Consolidated Funds, right? You shouldn't have the right to talk, but you ain't gonna tell us. But because if you have the suit, you go on the same thing. That's a bunch of oil company would make the spill the other day. The government must charge them some money. And they don't even want to tell us what they charge the oil company on a bad day, friends, too. So there's a bunch of foolishness, right? They should be punished for some of these things. But I don't want to move off the topic. Yeah, the commissioner said even the dog deserves a treat. Thanks.
Yeah, man, Papa. What I found interesting about the commissioner's critique is that, I mean, even the dog deserves a treat. And look at the treat.
Ain't the same. The dog deserves some money, too.
No, that's... there are also animal rights critics who will say, look here, why do you all have dogs? Why you're abusing the dogs by putting them in these types of situations, right?
They get a treat, they get lifted up. Another give example, they got lifted up.
In the air, heralded in the air.
That was the treat.
Let me go to this next caller. Good morning, caller, you're on the clock.
One blind man after the other.
Bless
you. Golly Day is talking away so long with you.
Yes, sir, how are you?
I'm only thank God. I have a question, several questions, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have the central bank of money. The treasury would have our money. The consolidated fund would have our money. Now, tell me something. How do those fully entity works pertaining to our money?
I wouldn't be able to answer that question right now for you, Brayman, but I think that it is a question that deserves answering, right? Like, there should be a whole television show dedicated to explaining not just how government ministries work together, but how all finance mechanisms work together to manage the economy, to manage the assets of the Bahamian people collectively and individually, and how those institutions work together to create policy and to operate policy, right?
Yes, all of those entities in which handle, get money from the Bahamian public and handle it to, like, the courts and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
We need to know, because they think we stupid. They really think we stupid, and all is our money. None of them went wherever they are with money.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They went there to get our money, and they're getting it.
And the question we have on the table today, Brayman, one of the questions is, where will the money for the incentive scheme come from? And imagine that I, the taxpayer, right, I am paying for the incentive scheme. I'm paying
the
officers to try and get them to do the job properly.
They're milking the Bahamian people.
I wouldn't... Somebody milking. Like,
look, yeah, but, they are.
But let's be easy, Brayman, because then people could say they're going to ascribe the day to whoever they want. Let's be easy. But thank you very much for the call you made. Producer, let's go to the next call. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, CA. You know, CA, I was about to call and propose to you that has access to millions of dollars from the proceeds of crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been calling and trying to get some information on exactly how much money is in that fund and who is managing that fund. And there's no accountability, like you say, CA. Nobody knows how much money is in there. You know, you hear on the news, that the police confiscated so many millions of dollars from drugs and whatnot. And where does that money go? Huh? Who gets that money, Aaron?
Not me.
But not me either.
Yes, sir.
Does it go into the consolidated fund?
No.
No, where does it go?
One of these days, someone will dare to ask the commission that.
Ain't nobody can tell because, you see, that is what is wrong with our country. There's no accountability. That fund should be audited every year, and there should be an accounting to the Bahamian people as to, how the money is allocated. It should be given to the victims of crime or something like that, you know, rather than just sitting up there and allowing these people to do whatsoever they want with it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. So the question of who manages or provides oversight for the proceeds, the funds.
What about when you sue the police force for breach and for harm or injury?
Right.
Where does that money come from? Doesn't that come from the consolidated fund?
I think so as well.
So what is the proceeds of crime money used for?
More research, more research, more research. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron Cuz.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Good morning and happy Monday, Mr. Neary.
Happy Monday to you, too.
Aaron, I listened to you and something just come to mind. Because it doesn't seem like all of the officers is in this thing. Because I've seen a lot of them passing traffic violations going on. And they kind of wonder if they're doing a pool where they send out an information to who officer wants to be a part of it. And then everybody drops something in the kitty. And at the end of it, the winner takes all, like a betting game.
Well, I don't think it's quite like that, but I think it's a slightly different issue. I think what it is that they've forgotten to tell police officers that all police officers enforce traffic controls. That's all that is. But the memo is titled Operation Teams Performance, right? And so it could be that it is the scheme is isolated to particular units or teams of officers, right, or areas. But what we need is just more clarity. And we need some lawyers to step up to the plate and to say, hey, you know, there are questions of constitutionality and there are questions of legality that should be answered.
Yeah, but we're asking for clarification from which government that is.
Yeah, we definitely need it.
It ain't gonna happen now. They are definitely gonna go after the person or persons who send this information out. However, the public ain't gonna never know anything more than that, because you see what happens with immigration. Message get out, places get sent home.
Well, listen, let's pause it right there. Let me crack the jokes. Thank you very much, though, for your contribution this morning, ma'am. Because we're almost all out of time. Let's get to the two callers quickly, and then we go over to the other side of the break. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Karen and CA, good morning.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
Doing great. I just want to, first and foremost, really praise persons like Papa, who are staunch, who were staunch PLP supporters, who is questioning their particular political party to be transparent and accountable. It's obvious that he's not satisfied with what's going on with this administration. And it's others from that party that is also questioning their government, but yet, and mum's the word, they have not been transparent and totally accountable to the Bahamian people. And I applaud people like him who is willing to stand publicly and demand that they are transparent and accountable. So I wanted to give that praise to him. You notice the questions that's been coming forward this morning, fast and furious, is all about accountability and transparency, yes, especially when it pertains to the Bahamian people's money. Why is it that the government is being sued for the Bahamian people, obviously, from their point of view, does not have the right to know what money is being paid out?
And we pay it. It's our money.
We have to replace these monies back in the coffers through taxes.
I'm all out of time, because at the end of the day, they're going to say to us, it's your duty. You had a duty to demand that we answer your questions.
But we're trying to get the answers, Aaron.
Yes,
these
sir.
Guys feel as if that they aren't accountable to the Bahamian people.
Yes, sir.
But let's see what happens. And I just one very, very quick note. You know, all these travels that this government is still doing, and we still yet to hear what is the outcome of these trips. I really hope the Bahamian people take a note of what's going on with this government. Yep. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Last caller, because my producer playing the music. Good morning, caller. 30 seconds.
Yes. I would like to know what's really happening with the money after these people either lose the election or what like that. What happens with the money?
Okay, I got you. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. That's a whole conversation you, like Papa, raised, that we need to have a series of conversations explaining how money moves through the to and out of the consolidated fund. What are the statutory and legal obligations of government to report and to publish information about the operation of the consolidated fund? On the other side of the break, we can get into some more of that. I've got two trivia winners today. I want to say thank you for playing. BFA, looking forward to seeing you this week. Plenty to talk about. We're excited about the next round of games for Team Bahamas. Mr. Newry, even more excited to continue this conversation on the other side of the break. You've been tuned into On the Clock. Guardian Radio AM and CA Newry is up next.